For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. An Altamont man that was being held at the Effingham County Jail attempted suicide while in the jail. On November 11, 32-year-old Andrew Gates of Altamont attempted suicide while in his jail cell. Correctional officers from the jail found Gates and attempted to offer him aid, and he was immediately transported to St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital in Effingham. Gates was then later transferred to Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana for treatment. Earlier this morning, Gates was pronounced deceased at Carl Hospital. According to a press release from the Effingham County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff David Mahan recognized the quick actions of the correctional officers on duty, but in the best interests of the public and for transparency, has requested that the Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation investigate this incident. Gates was facing charges of residential burglary after probable cause was found by a judge of the 4th Judicial Circuit. Anyone with any questions regarding this incident can refer them to the Illinois State Police Criminal Investigation Unit. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Governor Bruce Rauner hasn't been successful getting major elements of his so-called turnaround agenda in place, but one manufacturer still has his back. Since Rauner took office nearly 3 years ago, Illinoisans are paying higher taxes, and the state's deficit spending is still out of control. Rauner said the fight continues.
Speaker Madigan wanted even more regulations on businesses that would have killed jobs. We've stopped him and his legislators that are loyal to him rather than their districts. We've stopped them from doing many bad things. We can continue to do that this next year.
While some Republicans in the State House have criticized the governor as a failed governor, TCCI President Richard Demergen in Decatur said despite the lack of substantive economic reforms, he's still behind the governor's goals.
It's up to us to believe in that and support that leaders to help them push that agenda through.
Rauner said he wants to lower the state's income tax and property tax burden and get term limits in place. This is Illinois Radio Network.